Good morning, MENA people. Welcome to Zilla Capital MENA Morning Talks. Wish you a productive week ahead. UAE and Oman establish 35 billion Emirates dirham investment partnerships. UAE Central Bank asks banks to defer loan installments of flood-hit customers. 5-year multiple entry visa for Saudis and Gulf citizens as EU updates Schengen rule. Abu Dhabi is preparing to issue its first international bonds in 3 years. The CBE withdraws 461 billion Egyptian pounds of bank liquidity this week. ADQ partners with Oman Investment Authority to set up $180 million tech fund. Dubai Spinney sets IPO price range, looks to raise $375 million. ValueMakers Studio led a 7-figure seed funding round for Egypt-based coupon app Wafarha. ACWA Power is negotiating the sale of stakes in projects to long-term investors. Shell and Total are negotiating to buy shares in ADNOC's new liquefied gas facility. UAE residents can expect higher auto, residential insurance costs. The Egyptian Ali Sabour company is seeking loans worth 5 billion Egyptian pounds. Saudi Arabia's MEPCO launches a new project with investments of 1.78 billion Saudi rial. African Finance joins the plan to export clean energy from Morocco to Britain. Egypt Electricity raises the price of the dollar to 49.55 Egyptian pounds in its company's budget. Major Gulf markets gain as geopolitical concerns ease. More extreme weather like UAE floods expected as climate becomes warmer. Israel has not substantiated its claim that a significant number of employees of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency are members of terrorist organizations. Joe Biden condemned pro-Palestinian activists for acts of blatant anti-Semitism during protests at Columbia University, referring to reports of harassment. That's all for today. Have a nice long weekend and wait for more news on Sunday. Check our website www.zillacapital.com.